Oh, Chad's face.
I just want to kiss it.
Do I look drunk?
A little bit.
Good.
Guys, this is episode 59 of the Dad Podcast. We are 10 episodes away from quitting forever.
69. Wow, that's good.
Guys, just want to let you know today's show is brought to you by Warby Parker. Get a free 5-day home try-on at warbyparkertrial.com/dadbod. And it is also brought to you by Vinyl Me Please. Join their Record of the Month Club at joinvmp.com/dadbod. And we'll hear more about them later on. Guys, wow. Wow, dude. What have you been up to, Chad, this week? How was your week?
1 second.
We're off to a great start.
I'm drunk.
Good boy.
It's Sunday night. Last night, I bought a handle of vodka. Cheetos.
Ooh.
Which is some good Austin vodka specifically. And
Tito's handmade.
Yeah.
They sponsor a lot, like literally every concert in Nashville that I go to is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Tito's handmade vodka. That's literally.
That's it.
My sister loves this stuff.
Don't blow your balls.
But yeah, so I bought a handle of vodka last night. We didn't drink it all. We probably drank half between, 6 people. And tonight I drank a fourth of it alone. So a fourth of a fifth. What's that? 1/20th of a gal. Callback comedy is the best comedy. Hello, my name is Bad Boy Chad Hoy. Welcome to the Dad Podcast, the Bad Podcast. We are,
yeah. I forgot.
The bad boys of Dad Bad Bods.
Bad boys with bad bods.
Bad boys with bad dad bods. Bad boys with bad dods.
Bad dads and with daddy boys.
And I'm so excited for this week's episode. We've got a lot going on.
You are drunky.
Yeah, I am for sure drunk. Confirmed. The Lord hath blessed me on this Sunday. He said, how much do you want to drink? And I said, what do I got? And he said, you know what you got. And I said, yep, I do know. And then I drank it. So me and the Lord are on good feet, good foots. And so, yeah. Would you ask me how my week went?
Yep.
Tight. Yeah, so my week. Off to a great start, yeah. Also, wait, I want to point out. So, Jail John.
Yeah.
I'm in pretty much constant contact with him. Uh-huh. Not as much contact as with Zach, who was my best friend from college. Still is one of my best friends from college. I said that wrong. But I talked to John, his twin brother, more than Zach because me and John play Rocket League like 4 times a week together. So
they do.
It's been a good bonding experience. But I talked to John this week playing Rocket League, and he was like, dude, look, I don't listen to the Dad Podcast all the time. And I was like, understandable. It's trash. And he's like, yeah, but but that Neil deGrasse Tyson bit was gold. And I was like, yeah, thank you. I thought it was pretty good. So that was a pretty good – I don't know. Like, I know we do this podcast, and honestly, I feel like shit about it pretty often because I'm like, why do we even do this? But, you know, you get – someone talks to you every now and then, and they just, like, reinforce that they're like, yeah, no, it's not that bad. And yeah. I'm like, all right, someday we'll be on, you know, Max Fun or some fucking gigantic podcast network, and we'll be getting – 1 trillion downloads an episode, and it'll be tight. So
I wouldn't get that far. Go that far.
I mean, like 1 million or whatever. It's fine. But yeah. Like 1,000 would be tight.
I mean, that's yeah, that'd be tight.
That's all I'm aiming for. But yeah, so
like a Toyga.
My week was pretty cool. Had a date. Different date than normal.
Whoa.
I matched the really cute girl who likes a lot of the same music as me, and I was like, yep.
Oh, so she's sad. And...
yeah, same. So she can relate. So it was cool. It was a good date. It was actually, so some people would probably know this, but my friend Logan, he died in a motorcycle accident earlier this year, and I went and saw Sorority Noise, like, early November, and one of their songs always makes me think of him and one of my good friends, Michael. And, like, hearing it live made me cry. And so, like, she knows Sorority Noise, and she was at that show in Austin.
Whoa.
So, like, different city. And she was like, yeah, like, a couple of those songs also made me cry. And so I told her that there's a song called First Letter from St. Sean they played live. And I was like, that song just hit me really hard because it's about, like, your friend dying and, like, I mean, he talks about his friends dying, and it always makes me think of my friend Logan. And she does photography on the side. She works in marketing.
Nice.
But she gave me a print from that show on our
first
date. Yeah, and it was really cool. So, like, I have a picture of Cameron Boucher, who's the front man for Sorority Noise, like, just ripping on guitar. And it's fucking awesome. So,
what if she's your wife?
I don't know. I mean, she's really cool.
What if you've been married already and you just had amnesia?
That'd be weird, I guess. It'd probably be weird. I don't know. I don't think that's a possibility. I think you would know and be like, you're married.
Yeah, but what if?
Well, what? No, but I'm not, so.
Yeah, but what if?
I feel like you confirmed that. Also this week, I know no one cares, but I hit Platinum 2 on Rocket League. That's a big deal for me.
Holy crap.
It's a game I play pretty often, and it's one of my favorite games in the world because of the playability. You can just keep playing it. You don't have to buy more, like Destiny 2, which kind of sucks ass, but we don't have to get into it.
I've never played Rocket League.
It's good, and I don't know how good you'd be at it, but it's a good game, so... Think about it. It's $20, and then you just play it forever. It's that easy. Okay. Yeah. So. So I mean, yeah. I've had a pretty good week. It's been cool. We went to. I guess we're just getting into dating a dad bod date. Dad bod date.
Date with a dad bod.
Date with a dad bod.
Right away.
Yeah, your boy's a little more drunk than he had intended. That's cool.
Hey, let me hit that music for you.
Hit me with that music.
Oh.
Thank you. Very good. Yeah, so...
Thank you. Very good.
So we had a date. We went to this pizza place. Via 313 is what it's called. That's because 313 is the area code of... a part of Detroit, and so it's Detroit style pizza. It's a square.
Hold on.
So go on.
What's it called?
Via 313.
Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Yeah. Barbara Dunkelman from Rooster Teeth was there an hour ago.
Holy shit. Wait, what?
Yeah. Like, dude, you probably are in the same places at the same time as all of Rooster Teeth.
That's wild. I don't even think about that because I forget that they're in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild.
Literally on her
if anyone
Instagram
doesn't
story,
know what.
She was at Via 313.
What? Yeah. And if anyone doesn't know what Rooster Teeth is, it's like a gaming thing.
It's a whole online production company now.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know what they are, honestly. I just know that they have to do with games. That's about it. That's as far as my knowledge extends.
That's okay.
Yeah, so we went on a date. We went to Via 313. It's based on Detroit pizza, which is like basically deep dish but square.
Whoa!
So I mean, it's pretty good. Generally, I'm on the keto diet. but I said, you know what? I'll sacrifice this for you. Her name starts with an M, but I'm just going to call her...
Mariel.
Mariel. And, yeah, so me and Muriel went to Via 313. That was tight. And then she's like, let's go to Pinballs, which is this place in Austin where it's basically an arcade for adults, and it's BYOB.
Okay.
So it's like... I mean, we didn't bring anything because I didn't know it was BYOB, or else I would have bought like a six pack or something. But we went to this place, and there's a ton of pinball machines, a ton of games. We just played a bunch of games together. It was cool. It's basically like going to like a carnival with a date, but cooler because cheaper. So
I gotta visit you.
Yeah, fucking.
I want to meet Barbara Dunkelman.
Down. Yeah, I mean, come visit. I mean, we could probably meet up with someone from Rooster Teeth. They're all probably pretty cool because they're not, like, famous. They just work for an online production company, which is kind of famous, but...
They're famous to me.
Yeah, they're famous to some people, but, you know...
I watch Rooster Teeth content every day.
I don't, but that's chill.
I'm done eating my cereal now.
Good.
Hold on. Yeah. Hold for a burp.
You're gonna burp. There it is. Knew it was coming.
Oh no. That was the
Even
worst.
Though you said it was coming, I knew it was coming.
That was the worst.
Yeah, so I mean it was a good date. It was cool. It was a good week, man. Like just in general, good week. The Steelers play in about 20 minutes. Obviously we're gonna go over that, but I'm excited to watch my Steelers and West Ham, a team who I also like, soccer team who I write blogs for. They beat the league leading team in the Premier League on Saturday. So that was tight. And now they play another really good team on Wednesday. And it's scary. I know no one cares about sports, probably especially the Premier League, but I like it. So that's why I'm talking about it. Yeah. Cool. Thanks for the smooches.
Love it. I was wondering if you'd noticed.
Oh, I saw him.
Oh, yeah, you can see me.
Yeah, we both have cameras on, you fucking idiot.
I'm so full.
So. I've been doing really well on keto also and working out. So, like, I feel really good. Even though, like, I drank tonight, but I looked up before I drank. I was like, how many carbs are in vodka? And they were like, actually, it's chill to drink on keto. It's amazing. Yeah. I didn't know that it was. And it actually can drop your blood sugar somehow. But
whoa!
Yeah, no, it's what I mean. Like, I don't have diabetes, so I don't really worry about blood sugar. But it's like keto, I mean, carbs, sugar. Sugar are carbs. So humble brag, I don't have diabetes. Yeah. Yeah, so I mean it's been a really good week. How's your week, Cammy?
My week was good. My dad was here last weekend, and then my grandparents were here all week, and my aunt and uncle were also visiting.
Wow, it's a lot of peeps. A
lot of family. A lot of sleeping on a couch.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's okay. So they just left today. I've been playing a lot of Words with Friends this week.
Me too.
Yeah. So John, you know, John, not jail John.
Yeah. Different John. The other Rutledge, John. Our boy.
Jonathan.
Yeah. Jonathan.
Jan sent me a friends of Words with Friends challenge out of the blue. And I was like, I haven't played Words with Friends in 3 years. And so smoked him, beat him real bad.
Oh, he gets his ass kicked by everyone.
I know, dude. And I was like, I'm not good at this game, but John makes me feel like I am.
You're pretty good because I'm pretty good, and we're always really close.
Yeah, but Chad, you've been kicking my
You beat
butt.
Me by one. You beat me by 1 point today, and I was really mad about it.
When you beat me, it's by a lot, though.
Yeah, <it's true. laughs>
So, that's rough. I've also been playing our gal pal, Mal.
and a couple other people, but like my phone has just been blowing up from Words with Friends.
And it's and it feels like it's 2013.
Yeah, it's real weird. So that's yeah, my week has been a lot of hanging out with family and showing them around. I got a new PlayStation VR game called Farpoint, and it is a sci-fi shooter. And it comes with this VR aim controller. It's like shaped like a gun. So you can point and shoot at things and move around, and it is it's amazing. I was in there for 3 hours today, and everything is different, even more so. Like, Skyrim is awesome because you're swinging a sword around, and then you get into Farpoint, and you're shooting bugs and aliens and robots, and, like, the story's pretty good, and, like, it's just insane, Chad. Like, I can't get over how good this VR thing has been, and I'm exhausted from what I had to do today in VR.
That's amazing.
It's immersive as hell. Guys, I also went on a date this week.
Oh, boy.
Socrates invited me to an ugly Christmas sweater party. And I haven't talked to her for a while. But out of the blue, she texted me and was like, hey, do you want to go to this thing? And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to know anybody. And so we get there, and she's like, I only know 5 people here. And there's like 50. So basically, we just hung out all night at this party. And like, we talked to people occasionally as they came up. But like, we just hung out and talked. And apparently at some point, she made me a freaking ceramic mug with, like, she... I don't know if she made the mug or like picked out the mug and like painted it and had them, you know, put it in the kiln or whatever. But it was a ceramic mug. She painted it to look like a pumpkin and she put number one Drunkle on it. And it was just super thoughtful. And I'm real pissed off about the whole thing.
Super Drunkle?
Number one Drunkle.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Actually.
It's really great. And I drank some coffee out of it today. And yeah.
It's so. Almost like she knows who you are and she cares about you.
Yeah. Almost, right?
Sounds like it. I think like she it. Does, though, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't know what's happening. It's very frustrating because this week I was all set and ready to, like, I'm getting ready to move, and I don't know where I'm going to go yet. So
everything, you know where you're going to be.
Everything sucks. It's been a really stressful week. I cried on Tuesday. It was great.
Cameron, you're going to be in fucking Nashville. I know you are.
I'm going to try my darndest. I love Nashville.
I know you're going to be in Nashville.
I hope so, man.
At least Nashville, if not Austin's a good alternative.
That's the thing. I could move to Austin.
You could move anywhere. And I can move anywhere. I would love for you to live here.
You know what's odd?
What?
Tulsa, Oklahoma is affordable.
Don't go to Tulsa, Oklahoma.
But I know someone in Tulsa.
Who?
My friend Emily. That girl that I met while she was in town. And we talked and we're like friends now. And it's crazy.
That's stupid.
Well, she lives in Oklahoma City, but
Oklahoma City is cool.
Yeah, I know. Honestly. I know someone out there, and so like I could go there. I could afford it, but like if I have to leave Nashville,
you know someone.
But I don't want to leave Nashville.
You also know someone in Austin.
I do know someone in Austin. All the Rooster Teeth people, hit me up.
No, it's me.
Oh yeah.
Cameron, I know that I have a one-bedroom apartment, but we can make it work. We can bunk up.
Wait, can we literally have bunk beds?
Yes.
Like stepbrothers?
Absolutely. If we split rent in half, absolutely we could have bunk beds.
What bunk bed is going to support either one of us on top?
Yeah, bunk beds, but like it's just they're 5 feet off the ground and there's just one bed under another.
And they're industrial.
They're not bunk beds. They're not like 8 feet in the air like normal bunk beds. It's just like a really low bunk bed.
Remember at Iwu when I literally slept on the floor underneath your bed?
On the floor on a mattress. Yes, I do remember that.
It's it amazing. Felt like a coffin.
Oh my God.
Oh man. And every night before I went to bed, I thought of that. Hey, I forgot to ask you. Do you like guacamole?
And remember when your mom came into our room and was like, hey, can Cameron sleep somewhere else? Because his back hurts. And I was like, yeah, I mean, he could have told me that. Yeah, like, but it's cool.
That's just mom being mom. I mean, like, I didn't say anything either. She was just, like, worried about me.
She's just a smother. A smother mother. That. Yeah.
No.
My mom's the same way. Don't worry.
Guys, speaking of, never mind. I can't say that. I was going to say, make a joke. Like, speaking of crippling anxiety, let's hear from our sponsors, but that's negative.
Jesus Christ.
Guys, speaking of what I did this week, holy crap. I got Avril Lavigne's first record on vinyl this week. I forgot.
Is that the one with Skater Boy?
Yes, sir.
That's a good record.
It's so good. It's so good. I love that record. It was one of the first CDs I ever bought in 2002.
Wow.
That album is 15 years old, and I got the first pressing of it on 180-gram audiophile vinyl, and it is awesome.
That means
it just sounds really, 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 really good.
Here's my thing with vinyl.
Uh-huh.
Real quick.
Lay it on me.
I know vinyl supposedly sounds better.
It's warmer and less compressed.
I've heard stuff on vinyl. I never feel like it's like better.
Out of speakers or out of like Crosley's built-in speakers?
Out of speakers.
Hmm.
Like vinyl, like in, even in Europe, like we listened to vinyl when I was there before I moved. Like then, mm-hmm. like basically when I visited for like a day and a half.
Oh yeah,
before
I played
moved
you Charlie
Austin.
Bliss.
Well, you also played Moose Blood's Blush when we played Gears of War 3. Gears of War 4?
Yeah.
4, yeah. And I was like, it sounds good because it's a good record, but it doesn't sound...
You didn't think it sounded different at all?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think it does.
Hmm.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just not a vinyl head. Maybe that's just who I am.
Well, for those of you that are, this episode of the Dad Podcast
tight.
Is brought to you by Vinyl Me Please. And for you, the listeners of the Dad Podcast, Vinyl Me Please is a vinyl record of the month club. The best record club, in fact, because every month, Vinyl Me Please features one album that is essential to the modern vinyl collection and sends it to thousands of members worldwide. Chad is doing push-ups right now. Guys, let me tell you a little more about Vinyl Me Please. They have flexible and easy memberships that work for you. They know that trusting someone else to curate your record collection can be scary. Like, really scary. You've had your whole life to fine-tune your taste, and they certainly don't want to get in the way. That's why they have swaps. With swaps, you can exchange a featured record with one from the VMP archive or a limited set of store titles. That way, even if you're trying new things, you won't be forced to take a title you already have. Excuse me, a little burp. Or, you know, in advance isn't right for you. That plus, there's no contract, no strings, no guilt trips. You can really cancel at any time. No hidden fees. They're not like that. Top shelf customer service to make sure you get the answers and help you need as soon as humanly possible. Guys, I just joined, and this record this month is Miles Davis, Sorcerer, and it's on Orchid Pink Vinyl, Orchid Purple Vinyl. I don't know the name of it, but to me it looks pink, and it's beautiful. And it comes with its own special edition piece of art and a cocktail recipe to sweeten the deal even more. Guys, if you want to join their record club like I did, go to joinvmp.com/dadbod. Again, that's joinvmp.com/dadbod to join Vinyl Me Please
today.
There is one.
Excuse me.
Guys, we are going to take a quick break to hear from one of our other BBs at the Podratic Equation. And when we come back,
we're going to play a little game.
Are we really that far into the episode? Yeah. Wow. Holy shit.
The wax on. Ooh, yeah. The Wax on Wax Lyrical Podcast. Are you interested in fucked up news, weird people, strange movies, that kind of shit? Well, get on board.
Have you got 45 minutes to waste during your week?
Yeah.
Do you like the hard 10?
Do you just like hard things? Knobs or anything else?
Wait, this is not scripted.
Come on board, Wax on Wax Lyrical Podcast. We talk about weird shit, weird movies and all that kind of stuff and everything in between. Get involved. We're from Australia. We like to talk about weird shit and we want you to listen to us.
Come this on. Is terrible. This is what you could... You know what? This is just a taste of what our podcast is.
And the taste is sour and makes
sometimes
you
sometimes a little sweet. Makes sometimes you a little fruity.
Makes you want to spit it out.
Yeah.
We're the spit out podcast. That's okay.
We don't mind as long as we come in your mouth. We can't fucking for it.
No, in your ear holes. We want to come in your ears. Just let it...
Is this good?
Let us come this in your good. Ears. We love you.
Sorry.
Love you, bye-bye. Wax on Wax Circle. Listen, motherfuckers. Yeah.
We're on Twitter.
Sorry, I just chugged probably 3 shots of vodka.
Jeez.
Well, my friend sent me a see a chug, send a chug. So, you know me. I gotta show up for that.
Who are you?
So.
Guys, today's show is also brought to you by WarbyParker.com.
Money zone, baby. We're trying to get that yeast.
That yeast?
Yeah.
Christ. Okay.
It's a callback to 2 episodes ago.
Oh, money bread, though. Yeast.
Or maybe
okay,
that was
yeah.
last episode. It's been
no. Long I know what week. You're talking about.
Did we record early last week? Or
just
did we record
on Saturday?
Oh, really? Gosh. Yeah. It felt like so freaking
it feels like long. Weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. It does. What?
I know. If I don't see you every Sunday, it just feels wrong.
I know.
Miss you, love you.
I miss you, love you too. Guys, for you, the listeners of the DBC, Warby Parker is offering. Let me say that again correctly. Warby Parker is offering a free 5-day home try-on to give you the opportunity to check out their glasses. Whether your eyesight is pretty darn good or terrible, Warby Parker has you covered with a wide range of prescription options, including digital freeform progressive lenses. For those of you with strong prescriptions, like you, boy, Warby Parker offers ultra-thin, high-index lenses, so you'll never... Wow, so many things happened right there. My phone
Holy
vibrated,
hell, yeah, so
Mika Bart, and my computer went off. Guys, you'll never look like that gosh darn ding dong kid from the Sandlot with his little Coke bottle glasses. Unless you want to. Actually, I don't think they make those, but it's okay. Because Warby Parker believes glasses should be viewed as a fashion accessory, just like a bag, or a show, or a neat tie, or a hot. At $95, they make it easy to accessorize with glazes. They make buying glasses fun, easy, and ooh, so painless. Walking into traditional optical shops is an overwhelming and uncomfortable experience. I put that in there because I get so much anxiety at the eye doctor. We've talked about it. You get bombarded by hundreds of different styles and price points. The salesperson confuses you by spouting off on various combinations of lenses and coatings, and they keep their styles... No, Warby Parker keeps their styles highly curated, fashion-forward, and extremely wearable. I've got some. I've got some on right now. Chad, look at my face.
I'm looking.
You see those glasses?
You're handsome. Thank They're you. Handsome on you.
Very recognizable signature.
No, put them back on. Put them back on. Only glasses make you handsome.
Randy okay. Jackson from American Idol.
You're like Clark Turner.
Clark Banner.
Clark Kent. Clark Kent.
I'm like Bruce Kent.
You're like Clark Parker.
Guys, I'm like Peter Piper. Peter Piper, the amazing bug boy.
Uh-huh. Go on.
Here's something cool about Warby Parker still. We're talking about those boys. For every pair of glasses sold, they distribute a pair of glasses to someone in need.
Damn, that's tight.
Guys, it's the holiday season. It's the time of giving. And that's what Warby Parker is doing. And you know what? If you want to give someone a good gift, give them this gift. Don't tell them that it's free, but it's free. Warby Parker is trying to give you a free 5-day home try-on. So what happens is you pick out 5 pairs of glasses that you like. They'll ship it to you for free. You can try them on. You can send us your selfies. You can show your friends. You can put them on an Instagram story. You can Snapchat it. You get to keep the frames for 5 days before sending them back for free again using the prepaid returning shipping label with no obligation to purchase.
Dang it. You don't need to. You need to buy them.
You should, but you don't need to. You don't gotta feel bad if you try on all 5 and you're like, I don't like any of these. Then just get 5 more with their free 5-day home try-on. Guys, to get yours, go to warbyparkertrial.com/dadbod. Again, that's warbyparkertrial.com/dadbod. And thank you, Warby Parker. And Vinyl Me Please for sponsoring this episode of the Dad Podcast. Keeping the lights on, paying for that pod bean, baby. Ooh! I think your mic's muted.
I'm horny for the sponsorship.
Speaking of horny, guys, it's time for everybody's
Christ.
Guys, the way this game works.
It's Sunday. I should not be this drunk. I gotta work at 8 a.m.
You got 12 and a half hours of sober up.
I'll be okay. You're right. Guys,
the way this game works is I have a list of 15. Count them, 15. You're going to need another person's third hand to count them all on those fingertips of yours, babies, because I've got 15 real band or real adult film names. And Chad has to tell me which ones he thinks all of these are. And we're going to start out hot. We're going to start out heavy. We're going to start out bothered with Colin on the Cob.
Wait, is that the name?
Colin on the Cob.
Oh my God, that's a porno, probably.
Nah, that one's a band. Thank goodness.
Jesus. How is that a band? Why would a band name themselves that?
I don't know. It's pretty gross.
Ugh.
Moving right along to Public Hair.
Band.
That is a band.
Thank you, Lord.
The Spit and the Speculum.
Band.
That is a porno.
God.
I got milk in my goatee. Or not goatee, soul patch.
That's got to be...
It's simultaneously sticky and a little crusty. No, that's not on the list. The
What's the name of that? Oh, never mind. Oh, my God.
Good bit.
Good bit. Everyone take a shot.
Carpet shitter.
Ew. Christ. I hope it's a band.
That is a band. Thank but I'm going to see if Carpet Shitter is on Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, that's cool.
I feel like it's going to be there. There aren't any definitions for carpet shitter yet. Can you define it? I sure could, but I'm not going to.
I have a feeling.
Speaking of, let's go on to accidental anal.
That's a ban.
Nope.
Wow. Jesus. Is my Lord and Savior. I love him.
Plastic Santa Claus.
Porno.
Nope, that one's a ban.
Fuck.
Dog walker.
Okay. Easily a porno.
Yeah, it is.
Wow. I was going to say banned, but I just thought maybe I'd be wrong. So.
I hate when we have to include dogs in these.
Me too. Dogs are so pure. It's bullshit.
They are pure. I went to this thing the other day. There are so many dogs.
Oh, dogs. So much.
Cock ESP.
Wow. Okay. Cock ESP.
Yeah.
Band.
It is a band.
Nice.
Cafe Flash.
I hate the word porno. Flash.
That is a porno.
Tight.
Contagious orgasm.
Easy. Porno.
Nah, that one's a band.
Damn it.
Chad, you're doing... you got 5 right, 5 wrong, 5 left. We're in the home stretch now, boys and girls. Hope you got your pad of paper. New wave hookers.
Wow. Nope, banned.
Oh, you would have been right. It's a porno.
Fuck.
Ooh. That smell. Can't you smell that smell? The next one is pungent stench.
Ew. I hope that's a band. I really do hope that's a band.
Oh, yeah, that's a band. Thank goodness. Okay,
thank you, Lord.
Face dance.
Band?
Uh-uh.
Wow.
It's like lap dance, but on your face.
Face, yeah. I had a feeling.
Cortisone, 5. Shut up.
Band?
Yeah, that one's a band. Phew. Okay. And finally, rounding out our list this week, drum roll, please. Psycho Sluts from Hell.
Porno.
Nope.
God damn.
You got 7.
I quit this game forever. It's done.
Guys, that's how we do it here at the DBC. Hope you had fun. Hope you played along. Hope you did better than Chad.
Okay. Hit me with that music, boy.
Ooh.
It's time for Best of Craigslist. Da, 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 da,
da, da, da. Wait, that's copywritten. I have music for this. Why would I go into The Price is Right?
Yeah, I don't
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're mad at this. I've got 3 this week.
Oh, because, shoot. It's a triple feature.
Because I feel like more than one is probably the way it should be. All right. So this is in Chicago, northwest suburbs, specifically. It's in Misconnections. The subject line reads, "You took a dump in our fitting room. Woman looking for man. TJ Maxx." The body reads, "Mystery man who left a beefy pancake in our changing room a few months back."
Beefy pancake.
It's gross. "I don't know if this was on purpose or if you really thought you were allowed to defecate in a fitting room. Mexicans, oh wow, sometimes shit in buckets or in weird places."
Oh my gosh, she did not.
Christ. Okay. "I'm not mad at all. I just want to know if it is who I think it is, because if so, I think you're really cute and I've been waiting for you to ask me out."
What?
That's the end of that. Okay.
She's into it.
This one. The subject line reads, "Military arm dealer."
Hold on.
Go on.
That guy was an actual carpet shitter. If there was carpet in the fitting room.
Assuming there's carpet in the fitting room, yeah.
Wow.
I feel like carpet shitter is probably like when you poop on a girl's vagina.
That's what I thought Urban Dictionary would say. They let me down.
Yeah. Gross. Okay, so the subject reads, military arm dealer, in parentheses, New York. The subject line, the body reads, sorry, I'm drunk. We are young, fast, growing company in military armory and equipment, looking for an ambitious dealer with connections to sell our products, supplying, they misspelled supplying, directly from our factory. Multiple rocket launchers, VBR, RAK-12 to 128mm and 107mm, light rocket launcher, RLRL, 128mm and 107mm, mortars, 60mm, 82mm, and 120mm. Semi-automatic grenade launcher, RBG-6, 40mm for pedestrian use. Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Long-range sniper rifle, MAX M4, 12.7x99mm, 0.5. Measuring instrument quadrant. Please respond only if you have previous experience in this industry. Feel free to contact me with any questions. Full production video available upon request. Thank you, Danny. And 2353. If any of our listeners are interested in this, that's the number that you need. 2353. This was posted 18 days ago.
I can't put that in there, Chad. That's like doxing.
Nope. It's there. You have to leave it.
I don't know if I can.
You have to. You have to leave it. Funny ad for a free couch. Wait, that's not... This is on Reddit. All right, so the name... The subject line reads... This one's really long. Large sectional and coffee table. Oh, I clicked on it. It's not loading. There we go. Okay. That's the subject line. The body reads, the couch was picked up and traded for a 12-pack of beer and some Oreo cookies. I haven't deleted the post because I'm still getting texts and emails about it bringing joy and laughter to people's day. So I guess until it stops being funny, I'll leave it up. The shampooer. Oh, God. Okay. Well, it's already been bought, but this is what it reads. This beautiful sectional sofa is free, completely free, as in free. Why? Well, it isn't possessed. Nobody died on it. It's still in great shape for being about 10 years old. It has a couple small tears, but it doesn't look like it has leprosy. The cat hasn't been completely evil to it, even though the cat is, in fact, very evil. It's super comfortable. I nursed myself back to health on it after having my broken back repaired. It is seriously comfortable, and it will seat you and all of your family and friends without any weird closeness episodes. My family hates it when touching occurs, so that's a bonus if you're like us. But that is where the good parts end, and my laziness begins. It smells funky now, my real funky. I have some dogs. They have horked on it. Horked is the word.
Is that like puke? Is that what that means?
I can't even read it. They have horked. They have okay, let me regroup.
You know what my favorite role Robin Williams was ever in was?
What?
Hork and Mindy.
Okay. Let me try. It smells funky now. Real funky. I have some dogs. They have horked on it a number of times. The usual dog horking. Like grass. They've eaten dog food, saliva, water bugs, etc. I guess that means throw up.
Must be.
The dogs can be creative with their meals at times, so I can't be certain what all has been applied to the upholstery over the years. The dogs also do usual dog stuff on it, like licking their plumbing parts.
Licking their plumbing parts?
Licking their plumbing parts,
oh,
feet scratching themselves, occasional dry humping, etc. It is microfiber type fabric, so it hasn't been easy to stain and doesn't have any stains that make you think baby goats have been sacrificed on it. I own a shampooer who doubles as my wife. She usually gets it taken care of with whatever magical tool she uses. But recently one of the dogs, I don't know which one, threw up something that was apparently very, very dead. Oh, wow, this has been extremely... Threw up something that was apparently very, very dead, like peel the paint off dead. Sure, the chunky stuff cleaned off and there isn't a stain, but the dead smell hasn't abated. My shampooer has stopped working on the couch and demanded that it be professionally steam cleaned. That's like $100 and a stranger in my house. Nope. I've seen those movies where the steam cleaner guy comes back and does insanely horrific stuff to the occupants of the home. So I'm out of the steam cleaning game. Because of my refusal, the shampooer actually purchased a new couch. Guess I should have spent the $100 and taken my chances of getting slaughtered, because $100 is definitely cheaper than what she spent. This is where you come into the picture. It's free, and it needs a new home. It would be a great starter couch. It would be a great man cave couch. It would be a great college student couch. It would be a great couch in your garage or some other place but my house. It just needs someone to pick it up and spend some money and assume the risk of having it steam cleaned. Or don't have it professionally cleaned. I don't really care, since it will be yours if you take me up on this offer. Being a vehicle that can haul a sectional, it will not fit in or on a Hyundai Accent. Don't ask how I know. A pickup truck, moving van, sturdy rugs to drag it behind your car. Whatever you need to make your dreams happen. If you bring a six-pack of beer with you, I'll even help you load it. No six-pack, no help. Why the beer? Well, we do have to bond and mourn the end of its current life and the beginning of its new life. Beer is appropriate for that. What kind of beer doesn't matter as long as it's somewhat cold and refreshing. P.S. Scammers are welcome as long as you come pick it up. I'll even pretend you're ripping me off to make you feel like you've doubted your score. And that's the end.
Wow.
That was amazing.
Guys, you know what my favorite Christmas song is? Hork the Herald Angels Sing.
I knew it. I read your mind. I knew you were going to say that. And still, it's very funny. So, thank you.
Oh, man, my head hurts.
Wow, I laughed so hard at the word hork. Jeez.
Oh, man. Well, with that, guys, it's bringing us right on in to the hate mail segment of the show. This is where you guys can get your 15 seconds of fame. Shut up. On our podcast, which is
Turn
horribly
your
famous.
Phone's sound up.
Horribly famous. Chad, this one is pretty much directed towards you, if you'd like to read it.
Yeah, I know.
Go for it.
I'm not on Gmail, so if you
okay,
read
I'll
it,
read it.
Okay,
guys, cool. This one comes from our buddy Doug. And the subject line is WTF, Chad. The body reads, "You cry about getting your little BB boy feelings hurt after fucking telling us to literally hate on you. Then 40 minutes later, you tell us we need to rag on you. Make up your gosh darn ding dong mind. Tilda, 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 Doug, tilda, 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 tilda. P.S. Love you, Chad. P.P.S. Love you, Cam. Ooh, I love you too, Douglas."
I just pulled it up. Thank you, Doug, for the hate mail. wasn't super hateful. Here's the thing. I'm not talking specifically about the Dad podcast. That's the thing. That's all.
Great.
Thank you.
Guys, I think that just about wraps it up on this
show
of ours. Yeah, that was it.
That was it for email. Oh, fuck. Yeah, okay.
That's right. You know that sound. Guys.
That's not a sound for the show.
It's not a bit. It is now. Guys, thanks so much for tuning into our little episode here. Little episode. How condescending can I be to my own self?
Apparently very.
You do your little podcast. Go play your video games. guys, if you want to be a part of the next episode of the DBC, we're here every week. Every Monday, you get a new episode from the boys. But you can be a part of it, too, by emailing hoyweave@gmail.com. That's hoyweave@gmail.com. And if you just can't get enough, I just can't get enough of the boys. Chad, where can they find you during the week so they can keep up with your gosh darn life?
Yeah, so, turn off your phone sound.
That was I'm hitting a cup with my headphone.
Oh. Okay.
That was Twitter.
Anyway, yeah, so,
I think my dog heard that.
It's a very high-pitched whistle. You can find me on social media at Chad Hoy. That's C-H-A-D-H-O-Y. And that's on Twitter, Instagram, and, you guessed it, Snapchat.
Ooh.
I've been trying to do more Snapchats lately. They've gone pretty well. People have told me they're pretty okay. So I'm going to keep doing those. Cameron always does really good Snapchats. And also, I'm on – yeah, no, truly – and I'm on Spotify. You search my name, Chad Hoy, C-H-A-D space H-O-Y. And I've got an EP up. It's called I'm Not the Picture You Painted in Your Head. That's just a lyric from one of the songs on there, but it's one of my favorite lyrics.
Good album.
And, title. Yeah, I thought so. And it's okay.
It's a good EP.
It's on Spotify.
I like it a lot.
It's a good EP. It's five tracks. It's got a bonus acoustic track with my friend Anderson helped me do. He helped me do the whole thing. My friend Corey Purvis did the artwork. More specifically, my acquaintance, Corey Purvis. We went over this in the last episode. My friend Alan Murphy played bass. My friend Ross Brown played lead. And my other friend, Mike Pattingale, drum. So those are the credits. I keep forgetting to put them up on Bandcamp. Everyone's like, wow, did you do everything? And I'm like, nope, not that good at all those instruments. So I keep forgetting. I got to put those up on Bandcamp. But yeah, thanks for all the support on that. And continue listening because every now and then, yep, I do get paid for that, so it'd be cool if more people listened. Cam, where can we find you on social media?
First of all, Chad tweeted 19 minutes ago, which was during the podcast.
Yup.
It's Sunday, and yup, I'm hammered. Gonna like that. Guys, you can find me, gosh darn it, online at Snapchat and Instagram, at LavinousCam. I have fun on those. You can find me on Twitter at LavinousCam2. And I also make music under the moniker Staircase Wit. You can find that everywhere music is sold and streamed digitally. And I recently have a song featured on German radio. Just found that out today. You can hear my song Hollow Hearts track 4 off of my debut full-length album. In Germany, Austria, and Switzerland, if you're ever out there, go ahead and request it, apparently. Guys, life is weird. Yeah.
Life is weird. That's a game.
No. Yeah, that's close enough.
What's the name of the game?
Life is Strange.
But
that's a good bit to be like, Life is Weird is my favorite.
Life is Weird is my favorite existential video game.
There you go. Guys, you heard it straight from the whore's mouth.
What?
We've been Cameron Weaver and Chad Hoy. Guys, make sure you tune in next week. Tell your family you love them. Chad, what should, besides that, what should people do this week, buddy?
Wow.
Yeah, so this week, you know what I want you to do? I want you to go to your local grocery store. Every week, I feel like I tell you to go to the grocery store, but this week, I really want you to go to the grocery store. I want you to get some Brussels sprouts. Why are you laughing?
Did you say Brussels sprouts?
Is it Brussels sprouts. I want you to get some Brussels sprouts. I want you to get those Brussels sprouts. I want you to take them home. I want you to put them in a frying pan. I want you to put a little water in there. I want you to put a little bit of some lemon juice. I want you to put a little bit of red pepper flakes. I want you to cook those Brussels sprouts for about 15 to 20 minutes. Are they cooked yet? Good. I want you to cook them. And then you know what I want you to do? I want you to eat them. Because you know what? We're about being healthy out here at the Dad Podcast. I want you to see some Brussels sprouts this week. That's really all I want from you. I just want you to have a nice green vegetable on the side. If you want a little chicken. That's pretty low carb, low cow. You a little chicken on the side if you like meat. If you don't like meat, just eat the Brussels sprouts. That's a pretty good thing. But also, if you're not into vegetarianism, here's what I want you to do this week. This is what I want you to do. I want you to go out. I want you to go to your local ocean. If you don't have an ocean, I want you to go to your local nearest body of water. I want you to walk in there. I want you to walk in that body of water. I don't care what degree it is. I know sometimes it gets a little chilly. Degree for men. Sometimes it gets a little chilly. I want you to walk in there anyway. And I want you to say, body of water, I control you. This is my body. Your body too, but this is my body, and I think that I can make you be less cold than you are. I want you to walk in there. I want you to have a scuba mask on. I want you to look down.
That before they walked in.
Yeah, it's probably true. I want you to have a scuba mask on. I want you to look down into that water, and I want you to look at the nearest. Anything that's alive, you can look at some seaweed, you can look at a reef,
coral,
Aretha Franklin, anything you want to look at. You look in there, and I want you to say to that reef or that seaweed, I own you. I'm a human. I'm sentient. You're not. You're a coral or a seaweed. I'm better than you. And then I want you to pick it out of the water. If it's a coral, it's going to be a little bit hard. It might hurt you. But just pick it out. If it's a seaweed, it's super easy. I want you to pick it out of the water. I want you to bring it back to your home. I want you to cook it. Cook it on a frying pan. And then you know what I want you to do with that? Eat it. I want you to eat it. That's right. You heard me. Eat some coral or some seaweed this week. That's what I want you to do this week. And I can't explain to you why, but I just think it'll be good for some of you. Have a good week.
Bye-bye.
Bye, babies.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know where to go with that.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold for a burp.
Podtron. This has been a Podtron Network production. For more of this show and others like it, find Podtron on Twitter @Podtron Network and search Podtron Network on Facebook.